Hi, everybody. I'm Lisa.
And I'm Heidi. Welcome to this week's Kelly Mill Cultcast.
Mindset Mosaic.
Crafting your path to greatness.
Well, this week, our school-wide focus will be make a difference under the Live to Give mindset objective, Heidi.
Yeah, well, we've said it before, and our Kelly Milk cults are truly difference makers.
Oh, aren't they? And, you know, the easiest way to become happier is to help someone else.
Mm-hmm. It sure is. So true, and there's so many ways to make a difference.
Yeah.
You know, just by encouraging your children to explore their interests and talents and helping them find a way that they can make a meaningful difference.
That's
it's huge.
It is. It's huge. And we have so many students here that use their passions to make a difference. I mean, I think of the pathway clubs we have and that kind of thing.
And just this morning, we had some folks on the news talking about how they're going to be selling some little turtle plushies at the Finding Nemo Junior play, you know, to raise money to help, you know, sweet little sea turtles.
That's a way
to make a difference.
That's right. You know, when you cultivate your empathy and compassion in children, when you do, it teaches them to recognize the needs and feelings of others too.
Mm-hmm. And encouraging acts of kindness, generosity, serving others, you know, not only within our community, but, you know, as far as they can reach that.
That's right. It could help
globally.
A turtle.
Yep.
I love it.
I know.
Mm-hmm. And did you know that by having a make a difference mindset, you also foster critical thinking in children? You know, that it helps them consider multiple perspectives.
Yes. And thinking about their impact of, you know, their actions on themselves and then others. That's really huge.
It is.
It makes the world a much better place. I know that we've said that time and time again.
It does.
And developing resilience by teaching them to persevere and
absolutely
know, take initiative.
Yeah. You know, by fostering a make a difference mindset in children, Heidi, parents can really empower them to become socially responsible and compassionate individuals.
I know. It makes the world such a, you know, a great
place. Better
place.
Yeah. That's right.
I couldn't agree more.
Be the light, be the good, be the light, be the good. We are Kelly Mill, home of the cult.
Hey, Lisa, do you have any favorite fairy tales that you enjoyed when you were a kid?
Oh, absolutely. I loved Rapunzel. I used to have really, really, really long hair.
You did personally?
I did. Oh. Mm-hmm. And I loved Rapunzel. I loved Three Billy Goats Gruff, too.
Oh, gosh, that's one I never thought about. Mm-hmm. I was a Snow White fan.
Oh, yeah.
Really,
Cinderella, too, yeah.
For me, the Seven Dwarfs were the star of the fairy tale.
Of course they were.
Hey, I've got some fun fairy tale trivia that I bet you didn't know.
All right, lay it on me.
So, the French version of Rapunzel didn't have a happy ending. Instead of finding the happily ever after, Rapunzel turns into a frog.
Oh, no.
And the prince gets cursed with a pig's tail.
Oh, well, so that's
a different.
Bit different. I did know that it was loosely based on a true story.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting. A story in Italy. Barbara, I think St. Barbara, a beautiful woman whose father locked her in a tower to protect her.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the very first Cinderella was written in China around 850 AD.
Oh, that's cool.
And there have been over 700 versions of the story around the world.
Oh, my gosh. It's a good one.
Yep. And the very first Cinderella slipper was not made of glass. What do you think it was made of?
Gosh, I don't know.
If you knew, what would you say?
Diamonds.
Close. Gold.
Oh,
the first slipper was made of gold. And then some scholars believe that the first telling of Little Red Riding Hood was actually originated in East Asia called the Tiger Grandmother.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. I like it. Well, why are we talking about fairy tales so much today?
I'm glad you asked. So for this week's Classroom Chronicles, we are talking with some third grade authors who are writing a type of story called a fractured fairy tale.
Okay, that's fun.
So now, fractured fairy tales are like the rebellious teenagers of the storytelling world.
That keeps it fancy and fun.
So you take a classic fairy tale that we all know and love, and you twist something, and something, you know, fabulous comes out.
Gotcha.
You start with the original. One of the story elements is changed, like maybe the characters or a different setting or a point of view, if you will. So changing the story, you end up with something that's, you know,
a lot of fun,
but a little bit different. So we have talked to some third graders who have some examples of fractured fairy tales that they've written on their own. But first, let's play a game.
All right, let's do it.
So I want to see if you can match this fractured fairy tale to the original.
I'll give it a shot. I'm up for it.
I'm like bringing a fun game.
I love it.
So which fairy tale do you think the three little aliens and the big bad robot?
Well, that's cute. Nope. I would say the three bears.
Okay.
Or no, little pigs, three little pigs.
Okay.
And Little Red Riding Hood.
Yeah. Okay. How about Goldie and the Three Hares?
Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
And this one's really tricky. What about Twinderella?
Oh my gosh, these are hysterical.
Isn't that funny?
I wonder if there's a gold slipper in that one.
Maybe. And then this one would be like a different perspective. There's an actual book called Who Pushed Humpty Dumpty?
You know what? That's a great question. I wish I knew that.
So, Lisa, you did a fabulous job
on
your game.
You.
I knew you would. So let's hear from our student authors who experienced writing fractured fairy tales of their own from third grade.
I can't wait.
Fractured, the setting and the characters. I would like to say my favorite events and things that happened. My favorite part was when the main character met the fairy godmother and got her dress. And that's it. Goodbye.
Hi, my name's Madhu from Ms. Cook's class. I have Fractured Cinderella. I did change the character and setting, so it is the same story.
Hi, my name is Vivian. I'm in Miss Hour's class. I fractured Goldilocks and the Three Bears. I changed the title and the narrator and some of the events. My favorite part of the story was the ending, where Goldilocks and Baby Bear / Sam were running and exchanged numbers, and Sam was fake growling and Goldilocks was fake screaming.
Hi, my name's Mother from Ms. Cook's class. I have fractured Cinderella. I did the same story, but the character is a bunny and the setting is a forest. My favorite part of the story is when the bunny went to the ball. Thank you for listening.
Well, Heidi, we've said it on an earlier podcast, but listen up. We love the book fair.
And we are so excited to announce that we are going to be hosting another Literati book fair in our media center.
Oh, it's so exciting. You know, they're like a little pop-up celebration of reading.
Yes, they are.
Uh-huh.
We've actually had Literati host our book fairs the last few book fairs, and they've done an excellent job.
Incredible job. Yes. Yeah, they're really, really
good.
They've
sent us some fun and really engaging little titles, and I love the focus of the books and not just trinkets and toys.
Right. It's the focus is on the books, which makes it really, really good. Well, you know, we're so lucky to have one of our amazing media specialists here. Do you know who it is?
I do. Let's welcome Dawn Brown from the Media Center.
Hi, Ms. Brown.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
So tell our listeners about this upcoming book fair. Where is it?
Well, it's here in our media center at Kelly Mill Elementary.
Okay. What are the times? Like what the dates and the times, that kind of thing?
Well, we are starting the week of the 18th, and we will go Monday through Friday. And we've got times the classes can come and they can shop during the day. The students can from 8 to 2:30.
Okay.
And I think on the 19th, are you guys going to be open during our fine arts night?
Yes.
So families can shop after school?
We sure are. We're really excited. We're just going to stay open and be here till 7 o'clock on that day, Tuesday, the 19th.
Okay.
So that they can come with their families and shop and maybe go around and see some art, too.
How not? I was about to say, yeah, some art, some
literature. It's a great night.
Yeah, that's a real good fine arts night. What about an option to shop online?
Yeah.
We always have that, which is what I love, because if a parent can't come in, they can also go online and preview.
Perfect.
And if we sell out, they can often order it. And what's really cool about it is there's no shipping charges, and they ship it right here to the school.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Like
that's
within
awesome.
About 10 days, and then Miss Collins and I will deliver them to the students.
Oh, right. The class.
Great.
That's great. So can you tell us, why do you think book fairs, why are they important in elementary schools?
Oh, I think it's important because it's an opportunity for kids to build their home library.
Yeah. True.
I have a huge library. I have books in every room, and I like to see people that do that.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
also an opportunity to promote reading across all different genres. You can have a wide selection to actually pick up and look at and see if you're interested
right.
in it right there on the spot.
Mm-hmm. And you know the purchases benefit our school too.
Absolutely.
That's right. That's amazing.
And we're so excited to be able to add books to our library.
Yay. Yeah. Do you have a prediction on what might be a really popular title this year?
I don't know. There's some graphic novels that I think are going to hit the sellout is what I'm thinking. So,
well, I do love you have so many choices.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They always have lots of choices.
That's right.
As you guys are getting ready to set up for the book fair, I always like to find out what the theme is. Like, happening this year with our book fair? What's the theme this
spring?
Well,
I hope you like animals.
I do.
Because we're going on a safari.
Oh, that's awesome. Great. That's going to be super cute. And you know that Miss Brooke Chrisman, she is like...
She's phenomenal.
Yeah, she's like our book fair fairy
godmother.
Queen. Yeah.
I have her for 3 more sales, and then somebody's got to fill her shoes.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Her slippers,
we'll be looking.
Her golden glass slippers.
Yes.
She is. She's amazing. So, but speaking of volunteers, can parents volunteer to help out, and how do they do that?
Absolutely. We have posted on the Facebook account and in the Colt Connection a link to the sign-up genius for all volunteers. And if you have trouble with that, just reach out to Brooke Chrisman. She's coordinating all that, too.
Oh, that's fantastic. And we need those volunteers.
Yes. Absolutely. We could not do it without the parent help.
And okay. It's really a happy place to volunteer. The kids are so excited.
So
and they're just so engaged in the whole process.
So will the kids be able to come in with their class and preview what they would like?
We are going to have some preview times, but because of the early release and no school on Friday, it might be shorter. So, but they can preview online with their parents.
Love it.
Are there interesting payment options? How does that work?
I love the fact that you can go online to Literati and purchase a gift card for your child.
Oh,
so you
man.
Don't have to send them with money.
Okay.
But we always take cash and we always take credit and we'll take checks.
Okay. That's great. Well, Ms. Brown, thank you so much for sharing info on the book fair and all that
Looking
you
forward
do.
To it.
Yes. Thank you for nurturing the love of literature in our Colts.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay, everybody, get out your calendars for the Mark Your Calendar segment.
All right. Now through March 22nd, you know, those field day shirts are on sale. The orders must be submitted online through SchoolPay. So check it out.
And now until March 28th, it's on. It's Penny Wars, benefiting the Baldridge Lodge for Boys.
That's great. Great cause. Now through the 29th, the Duck Dive. If you don't know, you adopt a duck for $10. It's a chance to win $10,000. So that'd be pretty good. Return on your money. The proceeds support school grants. You purchase that through SchoolPay as well.
Awesome.
Or check the Colt Connection. There is a QR code in there.
And on March 12th, the counselors from Hendricks will be here to visit our fifth graders.
Awesome. The 13th, this is a lot of fun, math night at Kelly Mill.
Yep.
It's a drop-in from 5:30 to 7:30.
So it's a pirate theme as well. So you can dress
matey.
As a pirate if you'd like.
I like it.
And then now between now and March 15th, Chick-fil-A orders are online to be delivered to your student on March 22nd.
Great.
And it's a benefit for our fifth grade committee.
Awesome. And we talked about it. The 18th and the 22nd is our spring book fair, so be here.
Yep. And March 19th is our fine arts night with the extended book fair evening for shopping.
Absolutely. And that's a wrap, Colts. Have a great week.
Well, thank you for joining us today. We hope you enjoyed our Kelly Mill Coltcast. If so, please spread the word to our Kelly Mill families. We'd love to hear from you, so please contact us with your thoughts and any questions. And don't forget to submit your mailbag questions. This link is found on our webpage under the quick link section called Questions About KME. Finally, please rate our podcast on your platform of choice and leave a review. We'd always greatly appreciate that. And until next time, remember, we are called to care. The care stands for connected, accountable, respectful, and engaged. And most of all, 1, 2, 3,
be the light, be the good.